Good morning, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. As I sit here this morning, I hear the leaf blowers going full blast at my neighbor's houses. We had ours taken care of Friday and new pine straw put down. We all must get ready for the holidays. In Psalm 37, King David has a message for us. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Thanksgiving, a very hard time to be still and wait for the Lord. The first of such a busy season. Every year I promise myself I will prepare ahead and not get all worked up over the events of the season. And here I am getting all worked up. Be still. Oh, such beautiful words. I can imagine just sitting, breathing, relaxing, and letting the chaos move around me. A quote from Sarah Young. Be content to be a simple sheep, listening for His voice and following Him. Be content to be a simple sheep. I like that statement so much. I wrote it on a sticky and put it up on the upper corner of my computer screen. Years ago, I read a book titled The 23rd Psalm, written from the point of view of a shepherd. It was very insightful and helped me see the deep meaning of this psalm, the perfect analogy for our Lord. He tends to each of us as a shepherd tends to each sheep. All their needs are met. They are protected and rescued. I am one of those sheep. He has rescued me when I needed rescuing. He has led me, even shouting repeatedly at times, until I listened. How grateful I am. I am part of the flock, but He treats me as His own. How could I not be content to be a simple sheep and be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him? Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He refreshes our souls. He renews our lives. He leads us in right paths for the sake of demonstrating His perfect character. However, you are spending Thanksgiving Day nearby family or with others whose families are far and wide, or even if you are alone, you are one of His sheep and you are not alone. This is the perfect time of year to sit down and list the people and things you are thankful for. Start with being thankful for the fact that you can write. And then try this. Make a list of the people who are thankful for you in their lives. Persons at work, neighbors you speak to, or have helped at some time. How about the folks that check you out at the grocery or the worker at McDonald's where you go for breakfast? I am one of those people. I am thankful you are listening to the podcast because I hope it speaks to you in some positive way, and you may know someone that could, that might need or enjoy this or another podcast, and you share. And perhaps that person would have a better day, or in some way the Lord could speak to them. You see, you matter and make a difference to many, especially the Lord. We are all a part of His flock. And His love and care is there for us and for us to share. As one of His sheep, I am thankful. Let us pray. Lord, we are so glad there is a Thanksgiving Day, a Thanksgiving season. Help us push away the sense of chaos the world displays, and help us to realize what we have to be thankful for, and that there are many who are thankful for us, especially you. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours in this Thanksgiving season.